pressed down, shaken together, running over. What you give is what you will get. First, a quotation from Scripture, from Luke 6, verse 38. Give, and it will be given to you. They will pour into your lap a good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. For by your standard of measure, it will be measured to you in return. All right, I'm drawn to the visual imagery in this verse. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I get excited whenever I see this kingdom principle at work. Every Christian should be able to see it play out on a daily basis if you look closely. My godsend and wife, Karen, is the best example I know of the truth of this verse. She gets up every morning confessing and expecting God's favor throughout the day. No matter where she is, at the auto repair shop talking to our mechanic or Office Depot buying supplies, God's favor is always on her mind. Everywhere she goes, she expects and gets God's favor. It may be, one, an open parking spot at Sam's right in front of the door, especially on rainy days. Two, discounts and sale prices even without a coupon or after the sale date. Three, the first appointment on the Xfinity service schedule. Four, accommodations when she has to return an item without a receipt. Five, special offers, exceptions, and upgrades from travel agents and hotel managers when we travel. And six, special and immediate attention from Juan, Victor, and their crews for all of our irrigation, gardening, and landscaping needs. When we were first married, I was amazed as I watched the level of God's favor on her life. We talked about it, and she explained that she and God had a very secure and long-standing agreement. She knows she is his beloved and that he has promised she will always receive his best and his favor. I confess I am no longer surprised by her daily praise reports. I have come to expect it and know that she will get it. Why? She loves God. She is kind, giving, and walks in love and compassion everywhere she goes. People are happy whenever they see her and feel blessed to have her in their lives. I know I do. Father, thank you for your love and favor in my life. Holy Spirit, continue to teach me through my sweetheart to walk in love everywhere I go. I know that love activates favor with you and man. Through the blood of Jesus and in the name of Jesus, I pray. Amen.